and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. November the 6th, a day that will go down in history as a day the American people stood up and made a change that would forever affect their lives. November 6th, Election Day. It is 7:05 in the morning. The polls are open. It's a beautiful day. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just the beginning of a long day of politics. Joined by Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, here's what I need to get from you, Bad Bob. Is somewhere in our in the time you have where you're sitting around here, find out what the average, how many people vote at, on the average in a presidential poll. In other words, not the number of people, but the percentage. I think that should be easy to find.
Okay, the trend.
Just the percentage. Is how many people vote
in an election, over a period of time?
The percentage of voters that are out there, how many? No, just last year. Or not last year, but 4 years ago. How many voted 4 years ago?
Okay, voter turnout for 2008.
Voter turnout for 2008. Okay. That should be easy to find. Okay? All right, and of course, I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
You are ready.
I'm ready. I've been ready for this election day for so long, and you're right. It is going to change the course of our history.
I think it is, and the fact if the Obama regime stays in there, I think that will change.
We're going to be a socialist country.
It will change our country that way. I truly believe that people have got to take a good look at what's going on around them, and that people will say today that Romney is going to be, and I hate to use the word change because we had a great dinner last night with some really wonderful people. And they, you know, the thing there was that I hate even to use the word change. And one of them said, who has a big business in town, I will not repeat his name. I swore I wouldn't. He says, Wednesday morning, he's going to go in, and usually he has like a little celebration every morning when he comes into work because, you know what? He loves this. He had this job. He's had this business for a long time and does great work. And he says, if Obama wins, I'm going to take my keys to the business and my wallet and throw it out in the street and then close all the doors. He says, you might as well just do it.
I don't disagree, but wow.
I'm talking about, whoa.
Barbara Streisand was going to leave the country if Bush won. She didn't do that.
Well, you know what, he won't do it either, but I can tell you, but there's a lot of businessmen out there, business people that believe that, that's for sure.
Well, and I think that they may as well do that, because certainly I think that the policies are already in place for a dramatic change to take place in this country through executive orders and what have you. And if he's reelected, tomorrow will be different.
I tell you what, watch the EPA. The EPA is set up to take down the coal. They're already going to issue edicts about coal and coal mining, coal-powered plants, the whole thing. I just absolutely believe that. But I tell you what, whatever we say is just based on speculation. It really is, just based on speculation.
And opinions, absolutely.
Everything. Well, but not the guy we're going to talk to now, Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Josh, you're not speculating.
No, sir. It's a good morning. We have higher up markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 78 points at 13,190, while the NASDAQ's up 3 at 3,002, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,423. Oil's up 88 cents this morning at $86.53 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.89%. Gold's up $7.70 at $1,690, while silver's up 15 cents at $31.28 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, J.P. Morgan's up 35 cents at $42.61, Google's up $2.46 at $685.51, while Cisco Systems is up 2 pennies at $17.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you. Hey, we have Josh Wiley and Wells Fargo Advisors on, Susan and Chris and Kathy. We have them on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you want to go down and see them and talk to them face-to-face, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors, great people. Okay, Trish, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to get the weather from me, and then we'll just take off on this. Let's talk propositions.
Oh, let's talk propositions.
Let's talk propositions. And meanwhile, we'll look up one of them because we're sitting there arguing about what it really means. So,
This is how screwed up this is.
We're both looking at it going, wait a minute, you voted the opposite way I did. So, well, yeah, that's because it says this. It does.
I have your answer for you, too, when we come back.
Okay, good. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:15 in the morning with Carl and the bot. Trish Hart is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, let's talk about the weather. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, it's a beautiful day to vote. It's currently 51 degrees. Today, sunny with a high near 79, light and variable winds becoming south. southwest. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 51, light and variable winds. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 74. So there is absolutely no reason for you not to get off your duff and get out and vote. If you haven't voted yet, duff's a okay word. And the or if you haven't voted already with a your absentee ballot or one that you've mailed in or whatever, if you voted already, you know, God bless you and hooray for you. If you haven't voted and you could vote, then bad on you. Bad. Bad, 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 bad. I hope your dog bites you.
And if you have a ballot, an absentee ballot that you have filled out and you have not mailed, do not mail it today.
No.
Do not mail it because postmarks are no good. You need
right.
to take
you need
that
to, take it down
to a polling place or to the downtown mall where the registrar
yes.
of voters
is. Or the lockbox in front of City Hall.
In front of City Hall. Now,
okay.
one of the things I want
to... Do not mail it because
not
it's
mail
not
it.
Good.
Too late. Okay. Now, one of the things I wanted Bad Bob to do is, Bad Bob,
yes, sir.
Election turnouts.
These are real interesting trends. I did a quick check on a couple of different sources. In 1996, going back a couple of years, the voter turnout was only 49%. Now, we all remember what happened back then. In 2008, the last presidential election, it had inched back up to 58%.
58% yeah. of the people in the United States that are registered. Was that registered voters?
The eligible
Eligible voters, 58% voted.
Which is probably only 50 or 60% of the people. Is that registered voters or eligible?
Voting age population age 18 and over includes a significant number of persons ineligible to vote for various reasons, got a record or whatever. But the number reflects the is adjusted for those considered eligible to vote.
Okay, so of all the people in the United States that were eligible to vote,
56%,
just a little bit over half voted.
Wow.
But the apathy had hit an all-time low back in 96, and the highest that I see here was in 1940 when 62% voted, and it's never passed that again.
Never passed 62%. Isn't that something? And yet you'll go to other countries where there's I mean, it could be
they're
death.
Being shot
It'd
at if they're trying to go to
the
polls.
And you've got 80% turnout.
Well, scratch that. 1840 saw actually 80% of those eligible.
But there was only like 26 people.
Yeah, well, that's true. And of course,
a lot of people weren't eligible. Women,
Women weren't. Blacks weren't. And,
So there's, you know, if you weren't landowners, I mean, they had all these weird rules. But by the time 1940 rolled around, but there's no reason today that anybody should not vote.
Yep.
Absolutely none. It's so easy you do have the ability to vote by mail or
you can register online. You can get, yeah, I mean, the whole thing. It's an insult to those veterans out there. And this weekend is such a huge weekend for veterans with Veterans Day and all these things that are happening. Marine Corps birthday, we're talking about, you know, just all of these events that are happening here in the next couple of weeks to honor veterans is that the veterans stood out there on the walls. They're walking around towns with parts of their bodies missing. We can go out and visit IGO for to give people a chance to vote. You don't have to have served in the military to vote. Don't get me started on that.
Well, no. and people who want to complain who are not part of the process, if you're not voting, if you're not registered, you're not taking part and making a difference, you don't have the right to complain. You absolutely don't have the right to get in the face of the people who are voting or are making the decisions. Because if you're not part of the decision-making process by going to the polls and vote, then you're not part of it. You're part of the problem.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here because we're going to come back. We're going to talk propositions. As best we can. And we may need some help here to have somebody weigh in on one of them or two of them. So if you're listening, now is the time to get ready as we go through the propositions and just talk about them and what we think they mean. And here's the danger of propositions, my friends. I've read the propositions. Trish has read the propositions. Bob has read the propositions. And all three of us, we looked at one of them. We said, well, it means this. Well, none of us agreed on that one. I kind of felt like, you know, the Three Stooges and say point right. And we're all facing a different direction there. So anyway, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
That's the Obama theme song. You know what? He ought to sing up. You know, every time his picture comes up, they ought to play that. I never meant to be so bad to you.
Yeah, well, I think he had every intention of doing everything he's done. Nah.
You know what? Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive and a great coffee at Espresso Joe's. They have the best prices on tobacco products in town. Meet or beat any price of tobacco in town. Joe and Shelley have been there for well over 30 years and supporting this community. And in fact, I believe some of the parties tonight for the candidates will be right there at Tobacco and Brew in their community room. So I think you can expect to see Gary Cadd and some Republicans there. I think we've been invited to the Democrats party tonight, which we will be there with our microphones and our video cameras in there. We're going to be this is a little bit different tonight. We're going to be on the road, election road. We're going to have Bob in here. We're going to have at 6 o'clock. We're having Aaron Ryan and Rob McDonnell. About as polar opposites as you can get on the political scale are going to be in here discussing events, and we are going to have Engine 3 in here with the hose, just in case, to hose them down. And then Linda and I will be out going from spot to spot, talking to the candidates, talking to the at the parties there, just to kind of get the feeling here
the
local people are thinking, what the local people are doing. And we'll do that until 10 o'clock. By that time, most of the polls will have closed. And at 8 o'clock, I think they close here. So that kind of gives – we can start getting some ideas about what's happening throughout the
And hopefully we won't start getting too much of an idea about what's happening throughout the rest of the nation before our polls close.
Oh, no, it's illegal.
It has a tremendous impact.
Yeah, it's illegal to call any race before that. You know, they can't even talk about it. They can talk about exit polls, but as we know, exit polls are so wrong. They always the mainstream media always has the opposite of who's winning. But we've got to look at two really big things about the projections, and those are that the Redskins lost that football game.
And that's just a big thing because
17 out of 18 times.
There you go.
When the Redskins lose the Sunday before the election, the incumbent loses. I can't say too much more than that. That to me, it's been more correct than any pundit has been out there, except from one other group. The University of Colorado, two professors in the political science department have put together an economic program that feeds in the computer with all these data. They have been right in every election since 1980, since they started, 1980.
And their prediction is?
Romney by 300. Romney. Over 300 electoral votes. That doesn't mean you don't go out and vote, though. You can't
well,
just kind of
make
that.
Them right.
We have to make them right. But the other thing, too, is and it's an important thing. Record Searchlight said it today. Oh, geez, if you're a Republican and you vote here in the state of California, it doesn't make any difference. And frankly, maybe it doesn't, except for one thing.
It helps in the popular vote.
The popular vote. If you can get the popular vote. And isn't there some kind of rule here in California that if one of the candidates wins the popular vote, that they automatically get the electoral college votes? Was that going to be a law here? If a president won the popular vote,
then they win the electoral college. But
not necessarily. Not when Gore. Gore beat Bush by the popular vote by a few hundred, you know, a few hundred
but
votes,
in the state
a few
of
thousand.
California.
Well, no, not in California, but nationwide, and
yeah.
He lost in the electoral college. So there. See, you can lose. See, it's a republic.
But not
it's a
state
republic.
By state, but not state by
this
state.
This is not a democratic. No, not state by state. But this is not a democratic vote. It's not the one who gets the most votes. It's the one who gets the most electoral votes.
That's
you
exactly
know that.
Right.
And so that means is, and so each state, when you vote, you're voting for an electoral college. Now, here's the scary thing. The electoral college doesn't have to vote the way. In other words, I'm voting for these people, and they're the Democratic Electoral College, and these are the Republican Electoral College. People in the Democrats could, on that Electoral College, could change their votes, and some have before.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They don't have to vote according to the popular vote?
They don't have to. Let's go to Jay.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jay. Hello, Jay.
He's clicked in. He must have had to go take a call.
Okay. All right, Jay. I know you're out there running around doing your job. Okay. Let's do a couple propositions.
Okay. Let's talk first
about the
propositions, because here's the deal. We just talked about the fact that we're a republic form of government.
That's right.
Okay.
Republic.
So what are we doing with these propositions? A perfect example of what you were talking about is the three of us in this room who probably are as involved in politics as the average person, if not more so. We pay attention to what's happening in our community and what's on the ballot.
We try to.
We try to. And we're still, I mean, this is election day, and we're not absolutely clear what exactly these propositions mean. That's why we shouldn't be voting on them. We've put in so many things in effect in the state of California. We don't know what we're voting on.
And we're voting on sometimes. Propositions are written poorly many times.
What you think you're voting on is not what you're voting on.
He's back.
Okay, Jay, you've got. You've got a minute.
I love technology when it works.
Yeah, you got a minute.
Hey, you know, in between football and science and politics, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like this. If you're right, you know, hey. If it's a computer program or a football game, which one do you trust the most?
Depends. Is it a football program?
No. Well, no, it wasn't. So, anyway.
Hey, be safe out there, my friend.
Hey,
you guys have a wonderful day. And, you know, I'm reminded of what my grandpa used to say. He said two things about politics.
KCNR.
Politics is a dirty SOB calling the other guy a dirty SOB.
Okay.
And you always want to vote for the best guy, but he's never running.
Okay, Jay, we got to run. Thank you very much. Your grandpa was right. We got to run, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are on the rise as Americans head to the polls for the presidential election. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 80 points. Meanwhile, mortgage giant Freddie Mac is not seeking additional federal aid after turning a profit in the third quarter. The government-controlled company posted a net income of nearly $3 billion, citing an increase in home prices and a decline in mortgage delinquencies. Both are signs of a modest housing recovery. Roughly $170 billion of taxpayer money was used to rescue Freddie and larger sibling Fannie Mae, making it the most expensive bailout of the 2008 financial crisis. Meanwhile, after 6 months of gains, home prices fell in September, weighed down by cheaper distressed sales. That's according to CoreLogic, whose index fell 0.3% from August. But on the upside, prices were up 5% on a year-over-year basis, marking the biggest gain since July of 2006. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
FreshBooks.
Love running your business but challenged with your finances? Here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. It's simple to use, and with FreshBooks, you can create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time and get paid faster. Try it for free by texting SMILE to 511-511. That's SMILE to 511-511.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you work so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:35 in the morning, November the 6th. It's Election Day. Hope you're getting yourself out there ready to go. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark is with me today.
Good morning, everyone.
And Trish, we took away her microphone, not because we disagreed. It's because we have you prep here. And they're here to talk about Thoroughly Modern Millie for a few minutes, and with their director and teacher, Romney. I'm not making this up. Romney Clements.
Yes, that's my name.
Well, Romney.
Yes.
We're really happy to have Romney here.
Oh, jeez. So.
Hey, I really like what you stand for, Romney.
Oh, my head.
So, do you take a lot of heat over this?
Well, it all depends on who I'm talking to.
Oh, I guess that, you know, probably a lot of people. Probably a lot of people love you in this town.
Well, they love me anyway.
Oh, that you're okay. Now, Romney, you are a school teacher out there.
I am.
And the.
I am also the musical and play director.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the UPrep Fall Musical.
Yes.
Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Yes.
And how'd you select that?
It's actually a show I've been looking at for a couple of years. It's a heavy dance show, and we have a great dance department at UPrep, and so this year I decided to pull some of those dancers and make them a part of the show, so it made it possible for us to actually pull this show off.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So we have a multitude.
We do.
Of the cast here.
Yep.
So introduce yourself and your part in the play, starting with the one who doesn't have a first period today.
My name is Jobin Gill, and I play Millie Dillmount.
You're Millie, then?
Yep.
Wow, okay. And the young man behind you?
My name is David McCallum, and I play Trevor Graydon.
Okay.
My name is Natalie Lavolsi, and I am Millie's best friend, Miss Dorothy Brown.
And we love the Lavolsi family.
Oh.
By the way.
Yes. My aunt.
Your aunt. Yeah. Oh, so she's
yes.
your aunt.
Candace. Yeah.
Candace, yeah. Mm-hmm. And your cousins are really nice people, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so runs in a family. This musical ability then, huh? Are you a dancer?
Occasionally in my bathroom, yes.
Okay.
I'm Megan Hoffman. I play Mrs. Mears. She's the villain in the show.
Oh, well, you know what? They must have to really make you up because you look like a nice person.
Thank you.
Okay, next.
My name is Megan Kilcrease. I play the multimillionaire Muzzy Van Hosmeer.
Okay, just leave your phone number. And, and next.
Oh, I'm Christian Macias, and I play Jimmy Smith, Millie's reluctant love interest.
Well, I'm not going to touch that one. I don't know about you. Okay, so when does this wonderful musical start?
Well, we open this Friday, actually, on the 9th.
The 9th.
Yeah, we have two shows on Saturday, the 10th, a matinee and an evening performance, and the same thing next weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Great. So how do people get tickets for this?
They can get their tickets at the door, always, or they can call the UPrep office, and tickets are also available at Anderson Florist and Real Estate One, I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Real Estate One. Okay, yeah. We'll just inundate them with calls and see what they say.
Okay,
so you can get them at the door, you can get
yes.
them at UPrep,
yes.
and you can get them at
Anderson Florist
and
Real Estate One. Yeah.
But we have a couple of tickets to give away to some matinees, is that right?
We do.
Yep.
Well, talk to me about that.
There are two tickets to the shows on November 10th and November 17th. They're both Saturdays at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
In the David Marr Auditorium.
Right up there on Eureka Way, where UPrep's at. It's a beautiful auditorium with great...
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's got great sound in there, too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give away one. We're going to give away two tickets for each Saturday. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so the first caller that calls at 605-4567 will get your choice of either which Saturday, and then the next caller gets the next Saturday, and we will give these away today. Now, is there anybody here in this musical that can actually sing?
Well, they can all sing.
I know they can all sing.
But
see,
right now,
we always call on this that people have to sing.
Well, I think Jobin's prepared because she texted me last night.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So.
Your name, please?
Lay it on us.
Okay, the song I'm going to be singing a snippet of part of a duet I sing with Miss Dorothy. Okay. Poor, not me, honey, I don't want those money woes. I joked. I'll marry Paul, or Dave, or Rob, or Peter. so I can buy my clothes at Saks Fifth Avenue. Bergdorf Goodman's too, the privileged few, plus you know who, how the other half lives.
All right.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Bravo. So you guys know what you're doing there, huh? Okay, so we've already given away one set of tickets there, and we'll give away the other set here this morning sometime because people like to go to musicals. Okay, last things. Tell us some last things here.
Last things. Let me see.
How many people in the cast?
Oh, my gosh. Including the dancers, there are about 50 kids.
Okay. Big production.
We also have about a backstage crew of 15 to 20, all student run.
Okay.
Which is amazing.
Well, that is good. You've got to learn all aspects of being on the stage.
Yeah, it is pretty much a student-driven production.
Well, that sounds great. Okay,
yeah.
Thoroughly Modern Millie. This has been around a long time.
Yeah,
I think we were doing it when Bad Bob was in high school, and you know that was what.
It's a darling show.
70, 80
Yeah.
Years ago.
Movie with.
They used torches for stage.
They used torches. Oh, that's right. They used torches, right. And they had yeah.
And they used the funnels for the microphones.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can only get so many people in because you know the fire danger. Okay, so and how long? Okay, now so how long have you been rehearsing?
We started, we had auditions the first week of school, which was around, August 20th? And we have been rehearsing since the second week of school, so end of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this the only production you're going to have? This is a fall production?
Yeah,
is
we
a
do a play, just a straight play in the spring.
Do you know what that's going to be?
I don't choose that until the musical's over.
Okay.
So I don't know what that's going to be yet, but it will be in March.
Will it be kind of a drama type thing?
Usually I go for the comedies.
Okay.
The cute little 1940s comedies, you know, Harvey, The Man Who Came to Dinner, those kind of shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well known, but
yeah.
But purely enjoyable.
Very enjoyable.
Okay. Now, are they easy to work with?
This group right here?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, I asked the wrong question.
I've been working with some of these kids since they were in sixth grade, and they are all in high school now. I love them immensely.
Okay, so let me ask you all. Is she easy to work with? Oh, man, look at this. Okay, get in closer. You got to tell the truth.
Most of the musical, the whole musical, she's amazing. Near the end, when it's coming, it's crunch
together?
Time. She
yes.
worries about us, but it's all out of love. But she has her moments where she's worried about us, but we know it's all
out of love. Yes.
Yes,
and then the fact that she starts swinging that yardstick around, and you know, and you learn new words.
No, I only say them in Italian.
Okay, new Italian words. Did she do this? Okay, she never does that. She never.
No.
Oh, what? Is that bad? That was bad. Well, how did you know it was bad?
She's Italian.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I didn't realize it was bad. I thought it was just, you know. Was that bad? I better get out of here. We've got to take a break. Okay, you prep, and it started. What? Good thing it doesn't go out over to the FCC, isn't it? Okay, we don't have the cameras turned on this morning, which is another good thing. Okay, you prep. They're Thoroughly Modern Millie. It's going to be this Friday and Saturday, and then the 16th and 17th. We've already given away one set of tickets. We'll give away the other set. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Good luck. Break a leg.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Budd, Trish Clark, and we're going to come back and be talking propositions.
Better face reality. It's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 747 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Hey, these are your neighbors giving you great deals on great vehicles. New, previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs, they've got one for your need. Also, they take great pride in the vehicles that they sell, but they also take great pride in their maintenance and maintenance of these, and in their service department, which is professional and has a great deal of integrity, and will get your car, truck, SUV back on the road and keep it running. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, Trish.
Good morning, everyone.
Wow, this is a crazy day today.
It is a crazy day, and we remind everybody to get out and vote. If you have not done that, you need to do that before 8 o'clock tonight.
That's right. And we want to introduce
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
That's right. We want to introduce Elmer Ellsworth, who is kind of heads up one of the people that heads up the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade, and that's going to be this Saturday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I would like to thank all those that have served and are serving for the great things that we have in our community and around the world, especially on this election day. I would like to thank all of them. Thank you.
Well, you know what? People that serve for their country, one of the reasons they serve, of course, is this great feeling of patriotism, but about giving people the right to vote. And frankly, we just looked at the statistics at 55-56% of those eligible to vote. Those eligible to vote only vote. So that means millions, literally millions of people in this country who could vote aren't going to. And that's, I mean, even the most it's ever been was, what, 62%? And that was in 1940? Oh, except 1840.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. But in 1940, when there was, you know, women could vote and, you know, supposedly people of all colors and races could vote.
Where in other countries that don't have the right to vote, and they get shot at when they go to the polls, and they'll go through anything for the right to speak their mind.
Yeah.
And we have all these people who have given some everything to give us the right to vote, and we have 52%, 58% of the people who will bother to vote.
Yeah.
It's appalling.
It is appalling. And the only thing you can hope for is that people that really know what they're doing will vote. That's what you hope. Okay, Elmer, we're going to take a quick break, get ourselves back on schedule, and then we're going to come back to you because I know you got a lot of things to talk about the parade.
Talk about a great parade out in
right.
City.
And when we come back at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking propositions. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about here and the final push to get everybody out there. This is Carl Bott with Trish Clark, our favorite stand-in hostess. Linda is getting everything ready for tonight because we're going to be on the road all night tonight talking politics. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977. And carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill or around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
Holly Class, Lacey Peterson, Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only: justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, is the price competitive for what you're getting? Do they offer senior discounts, veterans discounts? Well, Shasta Gas Propane does. Over 4,000 happy customers at Shasta Gas Services. And it's at Shasta Gas Propane. They're locally owned, family operated. Everybody's safety trained and service oriented. They do a lot for this community, and they believe in what they're doing, and their customers reflect that. Happy people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Elmer Ellsworth, who heads up the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. It's the largest parade north of Fresno. Correct. In the state.
They've had the Veterans Parade in the city of Shasta Lake ever since they became a city. In fact, I think they had it out there in Central Valley even before they became a city.
Yeah, this is our 20th year.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It's a great parade.
Now, you're going to have lots of people there this year, too.
I hope we have a big turnout. We our spectators is always what we kind of lack on. We usually have between 70 and 100 entries into the parade. Yeah. Different. This year is our theme is honoring Americans Iraq War Freedom Fighters.
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing this year. The parade starts this Saturday, and it starts at 10 o'clock. I'd advise everybody to get there early because they start shutting down the Shasta Dam Boulevard a little bit after 9. So you have to go on a detour.
And isn't there a breakfast up there, too?
Yes. The firefighters up at the fire hall have a breakfast that starts serving at 6 o'clock. $6 for adults, $3 for children, and they quit serving at 10 o'clock when the parade starts.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon, we got the American Legion Auxiliary that's serving lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., and it's barbecued chicken and or barbecued ribs, corn on the cob, baked beans, and coleslaw, and that's $8. And half of the proceeds will go to the Vietnam Memorial out at the Veterans Cemetery.
Okay, and we want to raise money for that, too. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Linda. Do you have something for KCNR?
Yeah, well, good morning. It's absolutely. I just want to tell everybody this is going to be a glorious day here at the polls. I'm getting news reports that Florida is lined up. A lot of people are coming out in vast numbers to vote today. And we're going to be excited to wear I Voted sticker. Probably right after the show, around 10 o'clock, we'll be out at the polling booth. And just want to cheer everybody on for getting out there and getting your vote in. And they close a lot of the East Coast, Vermont, a lot of the East Coast polls close at 7. So just a reminder that we're going to be covering it live tonight from 6 to 10.
That's right. We're going to start with a debate at 6 to 7 between Aaron Ryan and Rob McDonald. And then you and I are going to be out on the road hitting all these parties, talking to the candidates out there,
hey,
seeing
Trisha.
Who wins.
I am. Good morning,
Hi,
Linda.
Honey.
Good morning. I'm missing you this morning. You just left us here by ourselves.
Well, I'm going to be in a little bit, but I'm covering a lot of stuff for tonight.
Perfect, because it's an important day, and everything we can do to get people to get out and vote.
Absolutely. All right, you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go back to our city of Shasta Lake. And, okay, it's going to start at 10, but you want to get there probably around 8:30 because then you can have the breakfast, which is a great pancake breakfast, by the way. And then you can line the streets, and who's the Grand Marshal?
That's Gary Vaughn, and he served two different stints in Iraq. He works for North Valley Bank, him and his wife both.
Great.
Candace Vaughn, she works for North Valley Bank.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody knows Candace.
Well, we know Candace, and we know Gary, too. Gary's a former Marine.
Yes.
You know, this parade is such a wonderful thing, and I encourage everybody to get up Saturday morning and go out to the city of Shasta. If you haven't been there for this parade, it is so just inspiring to see all of your military out there. It gives you an opportunity to say thank you to them for the service they provided that gives you the opportunity to live in this wonderful North State and be able to go to vote. And you just need to take your kids, go out there, have a breakfast, mill with the people, and be a spectator. Be a participant in this wonderful North State and recognize these veterans for all they've done for us.
Yeah, take your chair, put it out there on the side of the road, and just wave. Bring your little flags. I think sometimes flags are even provided, the little flags.
Fred Salante is going to give out, before the parade starts, while he goes down the boulevard, and he gives out his little rubber duckies. Another thing, we have banners, brand new banners that we, throughout the city out there, where we collected money, and these banners are patriotic banners that line the whole street. So that's something that's really new.
Okay.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
The
city of Shasta Lake parade, 10 o'clock Saturday. Be there. Trisha's going to be there. I'll be there. You're going to have a great time. So get there early for the breakfast and enjoy this and pay a tribute to our troops out there. Thank you so much, Elmer, for what you all do.
Thank you.
Okay, Carlin DeBott, Trish Clark is with us. We come back, propositions. Plus, we have a couple other things on veterans.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. After all the stumping, the voting. That's Republican VP nominee Paul Ryan casting his ballot in Wisconsin. Polls are open everywhere but Hawaii. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live in Columbus, Ohio.
Dave, people here at this polling location seem about as evenly split as the entire state.
I work in the medical community, and with the health care bill, I don't think it's going to be sustainable. And I think that my job and lots of other jobs in this type of field could be in jeopardy.
So he's voting for Romney, but even GOP voters here say they have a gut feeling.
It'll probably be Obama being voted again. It just seems like they get out and get to vote more.
And two women I talked to said they're voting for President Obama because they're women, Dave.
And Jessica, both President Obama and Mitt Romney are out and about. We're live covering the campaigns. First Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
President Obama dropping into a campaign field office here in Chicago thanks volunteers and makes a short statement congratulating GOP nominee Mitt Romney on what he calls a spirited campaign and says he knows that Romney's supporters are just as engaged. The president goes on to say that his camp feels confident that they've got the votes to win. Fox News Radio Jared Halpern is at Mitt Romney's headquarters in Boston.
After voting this morning, Mitt Romney isn't taking his foot off the gas, stopping at Get Out the Vote events in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. He explains to Fox Radio affiliate WRVA in Richmond, Virginia.
You know, I can't imagine an election being won or lost by, let's say, a few hundred votes, and you spent your day sitting around.
Win or lose, Romney plans to end this campaign here at the Boston Convention Center. Dave. Jared, what Sandy did to New York and New Jersey is making it tough on election day.
I'm going to vote. I'm going to find some place where I can vote.
She's in hard-hit Queens in New York City. Voters can go to alternate polling sites. Some will cast ballots in tents, with more than a million homes and businesses still without power. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole, a 300-foot deep hole to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push to talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee per devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
Who would be better for Israel, President Obama or Mitt Romney? They debated that here. And Americans living over there are having their say voting abroad. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers, live in Jerusalem.
According to polls here in Israel, Romney is getting most of the votes. This woman from New Jersey is one of them.
Obama is no good for Israel, no good for the Jews.
Israeli professor Itan Galboa explains why.
Most Israelis like Obama as a person, but are very suspicious about his policies toward Israel.
But over in the West Bank, it doesn't matter much. Palestinians feel angry that the conflict with Israel has barely been mentioned.
Peace does not mean being pro-Palestinian against pro-Israel.
This Bethlehem resident just wants the new president to make negotiations happen. It's 7 hours ahead here. The local networks plan to show the results through the night. Dave?
Emily, back here in the States, we're not just voting for president, Congress, and local offices. There are 176 ballot initiatives in 38 states. Some involve legalizing or banning gay marriage, the death penalty, doctor-assisted suicide, and smoking joints.
Colorado, Oregon, and Washington will all vote on measures that essentially legalize pot to varying degrees. Colorado's would allow anyone over 21 to buy or possess up to an ounce. Massachusetts, Montana, and Arkansas all have medical marijuana-related initiatives on their ballots. Kirsten McNary, Fox News Radio.
We're learning more about the little boy who died at the Pittsburgh Zoo Sunday. The medical examiner says it wasn't the fall into the African wild dogs exhibit that killed the two-year-old. It was the mauling by the dogs. He bled to death. At Fort Bragg, at a hearing to determine if Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair should face court-martial for sex crimes, one of his alleged victims, there were five females involved, testified the general started an affair with her in Iraq and threatened to kill her and her family if she told anyone. On Wall Street, things are looking up on Election Day, the Dow up 84 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:05 in the morning on Election Day, November 6th, a day that will change the course of American history. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My host, co-host with me today is Trish Clark.
Good morning, and if you haven't voted, be sure and get out there and do so.
Well, it's going to be a terrible day, though, isn't it?
No, it's going to be a wonderful day, and the weather is going to be sunny with a high near 79. Just a light breeze out there. Tonight is mostly clear. It's not going to rain. It's going to just be beautiful. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 74. So we've got a beautiful week coming up.
That's right. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, who is also a person who believes on November 6th and voting and changing the status quo, especially if it's oppressive and onerous. And also Thursday nights, they have pizza. And Fridays and Saturdays, they have music. And in fact, this Saturday, they have that big, the wine tasters dinner.
Yes.
Exceptional food paired. Everything is paired so perfectly by Chandra.
And John?
John Stadelli. A five-star chef.
Absolutely. So Saturday night is a wonderful opportunity to taste all of the wine and the food and make your reservations for that.
Absolutely. Okay. And speaking of something that is absolutely fabulous, Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have positive markets on this election day. Currently, the Dow's up 78 points at 13,191, while the Nasdaq's up 3 at 3,003, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,422. Oil's up 57 cents at $86.22 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.89%. Gold's up $7.70 this morning at $1,690, while silver's up 4 pennies at $31.17 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's up 8 cents at $21.51, Bank of America's up a dime at $9.85, while IBM's up $1.60 at $195.74. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, you got to vote today or have you already voted?
I have voted, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the results are.
Yeah, so are we. So are we. Josh, thank you so much. You're a great American.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right. Now, those are our Wells Fargo Advisors. We listen to them Monday through Friday. They're on our station Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here. And they will tell you what's going on in Wall Street, and who do you ask? You ask the experts, and that's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Head on down to Park Marina Drive in Reading, or give them a call at 243-7561. Trish.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on this weekend.
A lot of things that have to do with veterans going on this weekend.
That's right. Starting on Friday at the school, Reading School of the Arts, they're having a Veterans Day appreciation for veterans. And
how nice is that?
Absolutely nice. And Linda and I will be there on a remote Friday morning. And Linda's going to sing, but they're going to have choral music there, and they've got, they're going to be thanking the veterans.
Every school should do that.
And I think there are several, but this is the one that got to us first and said, so, you know what, we don't usually do that. But we thought, yes, we're going to do that. Bad Bob's going with us, and we're going to be setting up there. And then, of course, that night in Red Bluff, I've been honored to ask to speak to the Marine Corps Ball.
On Friday night
in Red Bluff at the Marine Corps League. And then, of course, Saturday morning, we have the 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock is the City of Shasta Lake Parade.
And breakfast.
Get there early.
Six.
That's right. Get there early. The parade's going to start at 10. They're going to probably start shutting the roads down around 9, 9:30. And then that night, another Marine Corps ball out at Wind River with this great guest speaker, the man that was the Navy captain who had been a prisoner in Hanoi, Hilton, for 5.5 years. This guy is a world-class speaker, goes all over the world and speaks to companies about maintaining your, you know, of all things, your drive, don't give up, don't lose your sense of humor. And that's going to be Saturday night. Sunday, of course, at the Veterans Day ceremony out at IGO at 10:55. There's going to be the a flyover if the weather's good, but then they're going to have the Enterprise High School Band speakers out there, Jefferson Pipe Band, where Honor Rest is the name of the ceremony for that. And also on November 11th at 11 a.m. will be another ceremony about the Redding's Elk Lodge continues the tradition that the day later became on November 11th, 1918, at 11 a.m., the armistice ending World War I took effect. And that day later became a national holiday, first called Armistice Day and later Veterans Day. And then they're going to, on Sunday, November 11th, the public is invited to share in a cognac toast to our veterans. Activities will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. And following the toast, lunch will be served, which is also open to the general public. The cost of the lunch is $6. And all proceeds.
That's a nice ceremony.
It is. It is. And it's going to be at the
Elks Lodge.
Elks Lodge. Right down there across from the park.
Right.
Right. And this is a great thing they do. If you want any more information, just give Bill Jacobson a call at 941-6414. This is really also a great thing.
All proceeds go to the Veterans Cemetery. It's been going there. That's been going on out there for years and years, and it's just a very nice ceremony honoring our veterans and remembrance.
It absolutely is.
We need so badly to get our children and our grandchildren involved in all of these ceremonies and all these remembrances and establishing. If you don't know about your past and you don't know about your country. You're going to continue to make the same mistakes. So we have to teach our children and our grandchildren.
Absolutely.
So take your kids and your grandkids and go out to these veterans things.
You see a lot of older people there. You don't see a lot of younger people. This is the time to take your grandkids. Let them see what happened out there. You're absolutely right, Trish.
Yeah, it's so important.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come back, and now we're going to get into the propositions.
Okay.
I promise. And then we've discussed them, we've chewed on them, we've actually looked them up in the computers, and we're still... Well, no, we've got them down now. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion. $1 million for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tonight, there's going to be all types of candidates that are running for election. They're going to be down at Tobacco and Brew in their community room. So you can go down and visit them. Plus, they have great coffee, because you're going to need that coffee night. It's getting down in the 50s at Espresso Joe's. And you can go over there and have that celebratory cigar afterwards, you know, or chew. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because they have the best tobacco prices in town and the finest humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're getting ready to talk about propositions. And guess what? Ron called to talk about one of the propositions. So, Ron, you're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Ron.
Okay. Well, hey, Ron. It sounds like he's calling back again. All right. So we lost Ron for a second there. All right. So while we're waiting for Ron to come back
let's get started right at
the top. Let's start with number 30. Temporary taxes to fund education guaranteed local public safety, 30.
No.
No. And here's my reason why. Is we are like the 8th through the 11th largest economy in the world, right?
Right.
We spend money on this bridge to nowhere, or this might as well be a bridge to nowhere, this high-speed rail system. How can anybody believe that they are going to treat the new tax dollars any better than they have the old tax
dollars?
Well,
and that's exactly right. They need to get down there, and they need to take a look at everything they're spending, what they're spending it on, and they need to make cuts. They can't just continue to get more money and more money and then spend it in the same bad manner that they spent all of the previous taxes.
I don't trust the fact that they're going to do it. Show me something that you've and then they're already holding veterans as hostages, and now they're going to start holding the kids as hostages. That shows you there's something wrong. Okay, Ron's back. Ron, good morning. You have something for KCNR.
Okay.
You're up.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What I'm curious about is the vote for the genetically modified. Is a yes vote say you want it to be registered, or a no vote?
The yes vote says you want them to be labeled, but the problem with that whole thing is that there are exceptions to it. There's going to be a fiscal impact for holding people accountable, and there'll be such an opportunity for people to say, yeah, but I don't really meet that, so I don't need to label mine, but you need to label yours. It's another very badly written proposition. I believe that we should know what's in our food.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But this isn't the way to get there.
See, this thing is I absolutely agree. I would like to know if we have genetically modified organisms in the food. And unfortunately, from we have the experts on, they're talking about is that there's so many things in our food we have no idea what it is, because the corn that's genetically modified goes in the food system, in the, you know, the food chain. So there's so many animals that are in it. So do you say this corn and this frozen corn is GMO? But what about the beef? Is that got, you know, does the beef have GMO in it?
If it's been fed with the corn, I feel like it does.
I feel like it does, too, but I don't know if they have to mark the beef.
They don't.
And see, that's the problem is that, yes, we definitely need this, and maybe this is the way to start it, but I think that somebody needs to really look at this and see, does it cover everything, or is this just going to open up, is it going to destroy small farms because, of something they're doing, because they're using feed provided from another company that is GMO.
And is this just the opening salvo? Is now they're going to mark it and then they're going to outlaw it? Or say it can only be genetically modified to this extent, or you can't sell it in the state of California? And where does it all, how many laws do we need to just make us act responsible?
Well, the thing about it is Ron's absolutely right. I want to know what's in my food. Trish, you said you want to know what's in your food, and Ron wants to know what's in his food.
This is the way I feel about it. I want to know if they fed the chickens. I want to know if they fed the beef or whatever, the modified food. And this is how I feel about it. So anyhow, I'll hang up and let you
Here's the thing is what you need to do is take a look at that is to make sure is that if it does say GMO, that it goes all the way and it cuts everything. Does it touch everything or just is it kind of touch everything?
And I don't think this proposition gets there. And if we pass this, then they'll just continue to
I'm not sure. I mean, yes, I'm all over wanting
knowing what's in our food.
Knowing what's in our food. So if this is a first step, I've got to take a look at that one. Okay, is there somebody else on the line?
Art is on the line.
Okay, hey, Art, we're going to go through our break and have you. Art, what have you got for KCNR 1460?
Yeah, listen, Carl, if I could make a couple of suggestions to the often contentious and purposely misleading ballot initiatives in this state.
Okay.
They play this game all the time. I would offer two very simple rules for California voters to avoid having more taxes heaped on them. The first rule is anything that Jerry Brown and the Democrats support, you vote no on. The second, no, I'm not kidding.
No, so far you're right on there.
I mean it right down to my 76-year-old bones. The second thing is this. Anything that the Howard Jarvis tax people oppose, vote no on that also. The Howard Jarvis tax people are the true tax protectors of Californians. They're the people that originally got Prop 13 on the ballot against all odds. Howard Jarvis is no longer alive. But his organization still watches the tax raisers like these money grubbers down in Sacred Tomato, largely the Democrats. And if people are confused and they use those two guidelines, they'll save themselves being done for even more by Brown and his cohorts. They're just like Obama. Let's raise taxes. Let's regulate the hell out of everybody, and we'll all be wonderful. Californians have to wake up. When are they going to get a belly full of this stuff and finally revolt? They had a revolt with Prop 13. It's time for another one.
Okay, Art. Thank you so much for your phone
call. Very, very good input.
If Brown wants it, vote against it. If the tax people that oppose taxes are against it, vote with them. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott and Trish Clark is sitting in here. 8:22 in the morning. We still got some propositions to get through.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families.
Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hello, my name is Jeff Littleton with the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Board. Come join us in honoring all veterans, all branches, past and present, on November 11, 2012, at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery on Gas Point Road in Igo. The celebration begins at 11 o'clock a.m. with a flyover from Beale Air Force Base. The Enterprise High School Band, with members of their choir and Jefferson Pipe Band, will be performing. We will also have guest speakers, Colonel Pete Stieglich and Mike Pollemeyer. We look forward to seeing you.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target, Richard.
Yeah. Welcome back, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster can give a guarantee to other shops don't even dare offer. From small chips up to cracks 24 inches in length. He can fix them. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and you can't even see it. Go on down and see him at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Little dings up to cracks 24 inches in length. You don't need to get that high deductible and lose that windshield. He can save it. Okay, Trish.
Okay, we need to get back to these.
Okay, because we haven't gone very far yet. 30.
No, we're on 31.
Okay, 31. State budget, state and local government initiative, constitutional amendment, and statute establishes a 2-year state budget.
No.
No?
No. And here's my reasoning. They have too much time on their hands. They spend too much time down there writing laws and doing things that we don't need them to do. The one important thing they do is adopt a budget. And if they only have to do that every 2 years, how much time does that give them to do all kinds of other stuff we don't need them to do? And if you look at that, it has fiscal impact on local government.
It really does.
And we absolutely do not want to do that.
Okay. No. All right, 32, political contributions by payroll deductions, contributions to candidates, initiative statute. This is the one that says that the unions and corporations can't just automatically take the money and put it anywhere they want, that the union members and the corporation members can keep their money.
They have control over what kind of advertising is done with their money.
That's
and that's
right.
Important. So that's a yes.
That's a yes. It gives just people a chance. You know, of course, the unions are all over this saying this is not fair because the unions take this money and become big players. But their own union members can say, wait a minute, I wasn't for that. I want a say in where my money goes. And the same thing for corporations. It's okay. No. I'm sorry. That's a yes.
And on 32. That's a yes.
Auto insurance companies' prices based on driver's history of insurance coverage.
No.
It allows increased costs for drivers without history of continuous coverage. No significant fiscal impact on state insurance premium tax revenues. And why are we doing it?
Well, it gives a disadvantage. As an example, if you, say, have had your automobile coverage under a company that you've worked for 50 years, and all of a sudden you retire, you have no history of having insurance. You're going to pay this huge amount of money based on the fact that you don't have a history of insurance, even though you've driven a vehicle that's covered forever? It's a law we don't need.
No, it isn't. Okay, death penalty, Proposition 34.
No.
Initiative, no.
No.
No. We're not going to repeal it. No.
Enforce
Change.
It.
enforce it, change the way it's done, so you're not on the death row for 36 years and die of old age.
If you want to change something, go in there and get rid of the appeal process. Make it in a timely manner. They have the right to appeal. Make it happen in a timely manner. Be done with it in a couple of years and carry out the death
sentence. They can change it. They can change this. And we had a gentleman on the show that said, I waited 20 years for them to put the murderer of my wife to death. He says, closure. He says, yes, it was 20 years. It was closure. It was so powerful.
The citizens of the state of California have voted this death penalty in not once, but two or three times.
Right.
And we do not want to repeal it.
Okay. Human trafficking penalties. That's a yes.
Yes.
Yes. Just yes on that. The three strikes law, repeat felony offenders, penalties initiative statute, which revises the law to impose a life sentence only when new felony convictions are serious or violent, may authorize resentencing if third strike conviction was not serious or violent.
Opens up a can of worms.
No. In fact, judges have a lot of leeway right now whether they stick somebody in there. Are they going to put somebody in for a pizza? Most judges will not do that.
And we certainly do not want every trial lawyer in the state of California going through all of the people that have already been convicted under three strikes law and retrying their cases.
That's right. Okay, we've got 30 seconds. 38, more taxes. Tax to fund education and early childhood programs.
Initiative.
No. No more taxes.
No more taxes.
Okay. Now, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We got restructuring of the state Senate. That's a yes. Just leave it the way it is. We'll come back and talk about that. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking to Charlie Thompson for a few minutes. And we've got more propositions. People got comments, questions. We'll get right to you after the break.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Americans from coast to coast exercising their right to vote this election day. President Obama visiting a campaign office in Chicago.
The great thing about these campaigns is after all the TV ads and all the fundraising and all the debates and all the electioneering, it comes down to this.
Mitt Romney got to vote, presumably for himself, this morning in Massachusetts before live campaign events in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. He tells Fox News Radio affiliate WRVA in Richmond, Virginia.
I'm going to make sure I never have to look back with anything other than the greatest degree of satisfaction on this whole campaign.
11 states elect governors today. Same-sex marriage and marijuana legalization on the ballot in some states. Massachusetts considering doctor-assisted suicide. Californians could repeal the death penalty. This is a Fox News alert.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Free. Is anything really free anymore?
The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not, TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for our big soiree tonight. We're doing we're going to be extravaganza of election coverage. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Of course, Trish Clark's with us. Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. I get my haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there. The, you know, there's just everybody. If you're somebody, you get your haircut there. And you can even, if you're a girl, can go there not to get a haircut. You can sit in there and just talk to guys. So it's a good place to meet guys. All right. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
Was that directed towards anybody?
No, but she's over here smiling at it. You know? She's doing the head bob. Okay. So
exactly.
Charlie Thompson is here. Sergeant?
Yes.
Yes, now Sergeant. I can never tell where you're in and out here. I mean, are you still over in Monterey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But you've come back for?
I've come back to talk to everybody about Christmas for the troops. That's happening on the 17th, so I drove into town to come see you guys and let everybody know what's going on.
Okay. So on November 17th at the Civic Auditorium.
At the Civic Auditorium, yes.
We've got Christmas for the Troops.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody what it is.
It is our program. It started in 2009 with Carl and Linda. You were part of the flagship program to send packages to our deployed troops overseas. Since then, we've sent nearly 1,200 boxes, and this year we're looking to send another 500. And basically the program is three components. It's the donations themselves, and that's what goes into the boxes, because everything that we ship is donated by the community. And there's on the website, which is christmasforthetroops.org, there's a packing list. You can look on there and see what are the good types of things to send. And then there is the names, because that's not public information. Some people think you can just call up the Pentagon and say, hey, send me a list of everyone from Northern California that is deployed currently, and that doesn't exist. You have to get that from friends and family members. So we're looking to gather those names. And those are also, you can also do that on the website. There's an Add Your Troop page, so you can just go right there and enter it, and they your loved one gets on the mailing list.
Do we have one of the National Guard units out or not? Are they still out?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so you've got they're from around here.
Yes,
so
they're the 132nd MRBC, which is the National
Bridge
Guard
Company.
Bridge Company.
Yeah. So we can send stuff to them.
Yep, they will be in Afghanistan for Christmas this year.
Okay, yeah, we were there when they left.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the website, which is
christmasforthetroops.org.
Okay, and there's phone numbers, too.
There's phone numbers, and my number is 524-1214, if you have any questions. You want to get involved. We're still always looking for people to help out. And then the big event that happens is on the 17th, because after we get all of the stuff that go in the boxes and we get the names of the troops that are deployed, then on the 17th we have a big dinner and dance, and this is where we get the funds to actually do the shipping. The shipping for each box is $13.45. So you buy a ticket to come to the event, and that pays for the shipping for one box. So we have a live band. We have a great band like we do every year, with a lot of dancing, and the A-team's coming in and cooking another delicious dinner. They do every year. They donate the entire dinner, the A-team does. And it's really good food, too.
And then after the dinner, everybody packs the boxes.
Yes.
And it is a spectacular event. It outgrew the vet center on Yuba Street and went to Anderson, and now we're at the Civic Center.
And now we're at the Civic.
And so here's everybody's opportunity to have a good night and do some dancing, but also pack a box for a deployed Marine, sailor, airman, soldier, Coast Guardy, and it will be sent all over the world, literally. Mm-hmm. A lot of them go to Afghanistan, and we have to send them out early so they get them for Christmas. And there's a list of things that people should be buying.
Yes, there's a detailed list on the website because some things just don't ship well. So things that are soft, that can smush, that can break apart, things like that. So, and then we also, every year, I send the list over to soldiers that are currently deployed and say, hey, take a look at the list and let me know what you think, if there's anything you think we should take off, things that we should add. So I get direct input from them every year, and like we get things like, okay, add duct tape and mouse traps and puzzle books, but take off crossword puzzles, no crossword puzzles. And that's actually on there this year, no crossword puzzles.
Well, they give it to the kids a lot of times, and they don't understand English, so it doesn't help. But numbers or some of these other puzzles might work.
Yeah, and then that is also, Carl, one of the things that's on the list is small toys because
they can hand them out.
So they can hand them out.
Now, some people they don't want to go shopping, and is there an ability for them to just make a donation?
Yes, you can make a donation also on the website. Absolutely, there's a donation page. You can do it there. You can also just donate. We have some people that, gather up some money, and then they have someone else go shopping who likes to shop, like Father Wessling. He was at the meeting yesterday at the Civic Auditorium, and that's what he wants to do. He has someone lined up that's going to take his donation and go out and shop for him.
You know, and the there's things you can go out and buy. That'll be on the list: batteries and all types of things, jerky, foot powder. Most of the stuff they can get over there, but if they can get it free, that really helps. Because what they do is when these packages come up, a lot of times they open them up and there's a lot of, the same things. What they'll do is they'll put them in a communal area there where the other Marines or soldiers are. And that way there's stuff there you can use, like toothpaste and toothbrushes and, different, hand sanitizers and all this. It's not that it's not available, but they have to buy it. So this way, they've got it, they can put it, especially the small ones, they can put it in their packs and they can go with them.
Yeah, and it's just getting some love from home, too, because we send cards and letters.
And I was going to say, put a card in each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people that are deployed over there, just the fact that their community remembers them.
Absolutely.
And it's thinking of them, that's got to be awful to be away from your family and in harm's way. And to get that box means so much to them. That the community back there is real and it's thinking of them and it remembers them.
Yeah. And they'll send to some of the troops, especially like the Marines that are really forward and don't have a lot of access, Carl, they'll take the boxes and send them forward to them so that they can also get them, especially if they weren't on the list.
Yeah.
And what I do, too, is if someone, say, a platoon sergeant or something like that who's got a lot of troops underneath him, we'll send that person more boxes so that he has stuff to share with his platoon or with his squad.
And it's really important that, maybe you think that your cousin already put somebody's name in or that his wife took care of it or something. If you're in doubt, put that name in.
Absolutely.
Be sure we don't miss anybody in the North State.
Right.
And if it's in there two or three times, we'll sort that out.
Absolutely.
We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But be sure that somebody is stepping up and putting that name in,
right,
so we don't miss any of our veterans.
Okay, one more time, the website?
ChristmasForTheTroops.org. And you can also visit us on Facebook at Christmas for the Troops. And there's the event is posted there with all of the details, so you can join up, like us on Facebook, check us out on the web, and we'll see you hopefully on the 17th.
Okay. All right. I think we have a PSA running for that, too. So, all right, Charlie, thanks a lot. We got to take a break here, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we've got a few more things to talk about before we turn you loose to go vote. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day.
and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Polly Class, Lacey Peterson, Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only: justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda is getting ready for tonight's craziness. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, where it's going to be 80 today. Thursday, it's going to be rainy and 54. So we need to have somebody that can come by there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, believe in quality, believe in taking care of you like they would their own family. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or head to their website, homecomfort.org. All right.
Okay, so we didn't talk about Proposition 39, and we kind of just buzzed on 40.
Right, okay,
so
39.
39 is a new tax treatment for multi-state businesses, clean energy, and energy efficiency funding initiative. It's a new tax. It's wishy-washy about where the money's going to go and what they're going to do with it. And anytime you've got the word likely in an initiative, that's a no if it's tax.
It says of the remaining revenues, a significant portion likely would get to the schools. Well, you know what? Likely is not.
No.
Likely means nothing. Now, the other thing about this is that there, you know, it says for energy, clean, efficient energy. By whose definition? But the other thing, isn't that railroad train to nowhere? Isn't that is for energy? So would you use this to fund a railroad that we don't need, that people are actually looking at it now and going,
They're going to use it for anything they want to, and the proposition allows them to do just
why
that.
Why would you trust those idiots in Sacramento with more money when they've completely gotten us into a mess like this? And so what they're saying, Governor Brown, is this: I can't find enough money to open up a veterans home that is already built. So I need more money.
Do
you see one thing on there that says it's going
to
open up the veterans' homes?
No.
Okay. You don't see anything on there. And, in fact, it's going to make he'll make sure after this that those veterans' homes never get opened. They could be opened up, 25 veterans in there, and the feds take it over. Do you think Governor Brown and his veteran-hating Democrats that are down there in Sacramento would do anything like this? And I can say this because they looked us in the eye and said, we're going to open that up. And in the dark of night, they took that money away.
Let's go on to redistricting state senate.
Yes.
We already did that. It's done. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Yes.
It's done. Okay. Now, somebody wanted us to go through them real quick again? 30. No.
No.
31.
No.
No. 32.
Yes.
Yes. 33.
No.
34.
No.
No. 35.
Yes.
Yes. 36.
No.
No. I'm not voting on 37. 38.
No.
38 is no.
39 is no.
No. And 40 is yes.
Yes.
All right.
And just one more. In the Anderson area, Anderson Union High School District has a bond measure.
Oh.
They have been very efficient with all the bond measures in that district over the years. The money has been spent on what it's supposed to, and I'm voting yes on that.
All right. Now, for president, I'm leaning for that Roseanne Barr, Cindy Sheehan. I'm leaning. That
That's
peace
not
and freedom.
Even funny. That's a
peace
Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan.
Peace and freedom. Okay.
Is that really on there?
It is on there. Roseanne Barr and Cindy Sheehan. You know, and the fact is...
And the sad part is they're actually going to get some votes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
United States Senator Elizabeth Emkin.
You know what? I think we need a change.
We do.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time. United States Representative, 1st District...
Doug LaMalfa.
Yes. Well, you know what? For the first time that we endorsed somebody, and it was Doug, we think that he can do a good job. I've listened to Jim Reed. We've had him on the show twice. I've listened to him. I've seen what he stands for. A good man. But I just can't agree with the things that Jim Reed is standing for.
Huh.
State Senator?
Ted Gaines.
Ted Gaines seems like a good man.
Yeah, you know, I actually met with him a couple of times, and he's a straight talker, and... I'm going to vote for Ted Gaines.
Special election, 4th District. Dan Logue is not in the election anymore. Everybody needs to know that.
They do.
Dan Logue is not, he'll be on the ballot, but he is not in election. He pulled out. Totally.
Yeah. And so the only Republican running for office in that election is Jim Nielsen.
Well, it's not even the Republican. I don't even look at it like that. I've seen the things Nielsen has done for our community. And I like what he does, and I think that he'll continue to do that. Okay, now, anybody else on that? I'm not going to even talk about it. We don't even need to talk about
it. Okay.
Okay. We don't need to talk about
it. Okay.
You can if you want to, but I'm not giving, you know, when I get down to those levels, I don't talk about them.
I
just can't. I will not endorse anybody from then on because...
Because as a radio station, I think that's important that you take that position. Right.
I'll take them at that Senate. I'll take them in the Congress like this, but we've got some people...
Close ties.
It's not even close ties. We have some people that we really believe that can do good jobs here. But you know what? We think both candidates for assembly are good people.
I think that's a universal thought.
We believe they are. We believe that they could have done
I think they both need to go to the woodshed, however, for the way they have conducted.
Take a step back.
Well, they have conducted. And it's sad because that's, you know, it deteriorated. They both did some things in this election that I truly wish they wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to, you know, which one of them you get the angriest with for the shots that they took.
I've had them both in here last week. I think it was last week, right? You know what? The North State will be well represented there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that they're both strong candidates. They have done some things, you know, in this election that are just like, wow. And it's affected their families, too. I mean, both their families are just like...
Well, having been in politics, I know the impact on your family, and you're absolutely right. It's tough.
Yeah.
My hat goes off to both those families involved in that. I will say, because I'm not part of this, is that we're well-served when we have somebody from the community of Reading. And I am supporting Rick Bozzetti and have since the beginning of the election.
Okay.
But we'd be well-served by either one.
Okay. All right, got to take a break. Carl Lindebot, Trish Clark is sitting in. And Trish, you know, you're right. That's your opinion. And Like you said, you know, when it gets to city council and county candidates, we don't get into that. And in something like this, we'd be well served by either one. And I understand your endorsement. I understand that. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidsons, our friends there, the second generation running the Redding Harley Davidson store. They have that motorcycle for you. And since tomorrow is a new start on a new path for our country, isn't it a good idea and for Christmas to get down there and get that motorcycle you've always wanted? They've got a great deal for you and a motorcycle for you, and Nathan will help you find it. They're at 1268 Twinview Boulevard, and after you buy this motorcycle, they have the finest service department there for Harley Davidson. They've got every piece of clothing and equipment you can imagine, and everything you want to bolt on or add to that bike is right down at Redding Harley Davidson. A great place, and it's a great place for Christmas presents. Think about that. Looking for that new set of pipes. Looking for that new tack, that combo speedometer and tachometer. It's right there. Redding Harley Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Okay. Now, tonight at 6 p.m., we're going to have Aaron Ryan of We the People and Ross McDonald, who is a very liberal progressive, will be here to discuss what's going on in the election world.
And kick around what we've already done
After the fact. And then Linda and I will be out, and we're going to be live. We're going to be giving you live coverage, live political coverage throughout the evening of what's happening in the elections. And we're going to be going to the Democrat parties, the Republican parties, the candidates. We're going to be talking to Nielsen and LaMalfa and Daly and Bassetti and all these people we're going to be talking to and seeing what it's like.
Okay, and we'll be able to tune in to KCNR tonight, and we'll get the up-to-date reports that we get out of the election office here in Shasta County.
Everything.
Plus anything that's coming down, and we'll have those dates going on, the
national. Now, and plus, Wade Riggs is going to be with us, and we're going to be streaming video everywhere we go to. He's going to be with us. So you're going to be able to see the people as we're talking to them. What a great deal that's going to be. All off our site on KCNR. Okay, Jim. Good morning.
Yes, Carl.
Okay, you got like a minute.
I want to reiterate what Art told you earlier about Howard Jarvis' organization and Proposition 13. And that's to whatever Moonbeam Brown and his cohorts want, then we vote against.
Well.
And whatever Howard Jarvis and Proposition 13 organization oppose, then we vote for.
Okay.
And did we mess up on any of that with our predictions?
Pardon me?
And did we mess up on any of that with our predictions?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
we tried to. Well, you know what? These are just ways. I really don't know how Howard felt, but this is how I feel. Now, thanks a lot, Jim, because we've got to run here. Now,
all right.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be in here in the morning. Judy Salter is going to join me and Linda.
Oh, boy.
Judy Salter is one of our best friends, but is also a Democrat. And so she and I are going to discuss the election tomorrow morning. So you may not want to miss that either. One of us is going to be sitting here choking. My friends, you heard it here. Romney by a landslide, over 300 electoral votes.
From your mouth
from
to
my
God's
mouth,
ear.
God's ear. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I just want to say thank you to the American people.
President Obama visiting a campaign field office in Chicago as he spends the day in his home state, while Mitt Romney makes two final visits into battleground territory. We're following both live, beginning with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live at a Romney headquarters in Boston.
Lisa, Mitt Romney is back out on the trail for stops in Cleveland, Ohio, where his plane has just landed to meet up with Paul Ryan and to try and shore up votes there. Romney telling Fox News Radio affiliate WTAM earlier,
if it comes down to economics and jobs, this is an election I should win.
Romney then stumps one last time in Pittsburgh before coming back here to await results. Now to Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz with the Obama campaign in Chicago.
Vice President Biden's campaign plane just landed in Cleveland. The Obama campaign not letting Mitt Romney's last-minute campaigning there go unanswered. No actual campaigning today by the president, but he's not inactive either. He paid that surprise visit to the Chicago field office here to thank workers there.
We feel confident. We've got the